Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm gonna be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my giggly con gigglers?
There was so much Giggly Squad merch at BravoCon.
Really?
I should have had a booth, but that's so much admin. I looked at all the booths and I was like, the admin.
Also, booths give me anxiety.
Same.
You have to, if you go to someone's booth, you have to talk to them. If you're in the booth, everyone thinks you want to talk to them. Booth anxiety is real. And
booth anxiety is real. It's like how, sorry, could you hear that beeping?
What's happening?
Here's the thing. I'm making myself a lasagna because I'm sending condolences.
Because you're going through something?
To myself. And it's like, if no one gets you a lasagna, you have to be strong enough to get yourself one.
You go, I manifested myself a lasagna by asking my mom if she could make me one and putting it in the oven. Do you need to get it?
Yeah, I need to get it because it's going to keep beeping.
I was telling everyone that I've been worried about you because you've been in Las Vegas.
No. No. Does anyone live in Las Vegas? Like, is there anyone? I am convinced that Las Vegas is a, it is what proves my conspiracy theory that we live in a simulation. And the only evidence I need is the city of Las Vegas. Because what the fuck goes on? And then it's just like you drive in there and it's like, oh, that's like our big bubble that we have in the center of our city. And it's like, yeah. What an eyesore. Like, I know it's cool, but like, it's
why do
so
I just
crazy.
Envision Tom Sandoval being like, we were at the Golden Nugget.
And then we're driving through the cities and like, I just like don't listen sometimes when people talk. And apparently my parents have this full conversation in the car. They're just like shutting down all the roads for F1. And I'm like, but where are the people going to go?
For F1? Like, they don't race on the actual roads. What's going on?
No, they do. Like, they do. What?
Don't they have a stadium for that? Also, like, F1, how many times are we going in circles over? I get, after, like, the first 3 minutes, I got it. I got
okay,
it.
Here's the other thing that people don't talk about F1. You could die.
No, I watched the beginning of the documentary, or whatever that is, thing on Netflix, and everyone, they, like, mess up, like, the tire, and the guy will just, like, fly into the audience.
it's so fucking out of pocket as a sport that we condone. It's like,
also,
this is the
Paige,
Roman Empire. We're just
they all do you know they all have different cars? I thought the whole point is like you all have the same car and you see who's the best racer. They all make their own car like a RoboCop.
No, the men will do so much to not book a therapy session. Book the therapy session. You don't need to build a car to potentially unalive yourself. It's too much.
No, the, and I'm checking the men at F1. They're not okay. But this is my thing with Vegas. Vegas is so close to LA, and it make and I said this when we got there, it feels like LA's weird cousin who like started to do heroin, and like people don't really talk about him, but like he's fun, like he's fun in small doses at the party, but when he leaves everyone's like, is he gonna be okay? And they're like, we don't know.
No, that could not be more spot on. His name is Seth. Vegas' name is Seth. And he's like kind of good looking, and like he's getting worse looking because he's obviously a drug addict.
And his breath is just cigarettes.
And it's so sad because he did have so much potential.
Yeah.
But he's just like, he always is like switching careers, and he's like, no, like this is, he's reinventing himself all the time, but it's just not, it's just, he's the same old Seth. And it's sad.
He can't even get a job like putting the tires on the F1 drivers. Just because to get it out of the way, we both had crazy weeks. BravoCon is obviously so much, and you probably can't even remember what happened. But I decided I want to simplify it by doing some BravoCon superlatives with you. Okay. Because you met a lot of Bravo celebrities.
I met a lot of Bravo celebrities, and I'm going to tell you something. I disassociated a lot this weekend. There were, and like now, and I taught Craig the word disassociate, and
oh my god,
he's that's so his favorite new word. And there are so many times where he was talking to me, and I was like, "Sorry, I just disassociated." He's like, "It's okay. I feel like I did too when I was talking." And it's,
well, how many hours did you have to like be at the convention center?
Hannah, I worked like 14-hour days. And I was standing there and I was like, oh, y'all want to give me shit for wanting to get in the bed, but I bet every single person here also wants to do that.
Your booth should have just been you in bed.
It was a real missed opportunity.
Okay, Bravo superlatives, if you can remember.
Okay.
Who smelled the best?
Okay, Hannah. Okay, obviously like this game wasn't gonna go the way that like it should have gone, because like it's who we are and we're gonna go off on a tangent. And I just realized that like when I'm saying hi to someone, if I don't know what to say, I say, oh my god, you smell so
you
good.
Smell so good. No, I'm once just... you got drunk in a meet and greet after a Giggly show, and you asked every single girl what perfume she was wearing. We were there for 3 fucking hours. You never remembered one perfume.
Because here's the thing, though. I am always looking for, like, a signature scent. And I'm always, like, switching it up. And I feel like no one can ever tell, like, smell my perfume. Currently, right now, actually, I'm using Jo Malone and I am loving it.
Mm.
But...
put it in the newsletter.
I will. But I do realize that I say that a lot when I can't do small talk.
Yeah.
But who
I feel like if
best?
You do... like a really good shampoo, sometimes that scent like stays longer than like a perfume.
That's true. I'm gonna be honest, I didn't hug a lot of Bravo celebs because that's, you know, that's just not who I am.
Oh, you do like a little kiss, like a air kiss?
I think I just said hey. Like, I don't know if I
feel like when you're not, when you're with me, you hug because I hug. But if you're alone, you're like a little scared cat.
I hugged fans and I hugged gigglers. But I wasn't hugging.
I love how fans and gigglers are very different people. Very different people.
Well, very different. Well, giggler. No, it's very niche. It's very niche. Because I'm used to meeting I'm used to meeting people and them being gigglers. So it's a different like interaction. When I meet someone who strictly knows me from, let's say, just Southern Charm, it's very different. It's just very different.
And you have to say the gigglers, we don't deserve them because they will take our inside jokes from this pod. And I love when they take them and put them out of context. Like, I'll talk about how I did Alex Cooper's Unwell show and I did the worm. We'll address that later.
Wait, we also have to talk about you and Drew. And also you dyed your hair. No, we have so much.
No, we have so, but I want to, we'll go through this first. But one of the gigglers commented, Hannah's been doing hip hop yoga.
I saw it. And I was fucking dying.
No, like, we don't deserve the gigglers at all. They're so fucking
Hannah
funny.
Her hip-hop yoga in.
Okay, this is what I actually want to know. Okay. Who was the Bravo celebrity who was the most excited to see you? Like, they kind of fangirled when they saw you.
I've met her so many times. I talk to her so much. But she has the same energy every time she sees me. And we, like, walk into a room together. Lisa Barlow. She's a golden retriever.
Wait, I love that because she looks like she could be, you know, like better than everyone else because she's so beautiful and like.
No, she is. She's so much better than everyone else, but she doesn't act it.
And she also, okay, so she loves you.
Her husband, she's a perfect example of she has a husband that lets her and knows that she is the star. And he just walks behind her.
And he's tall. Who was the least excited to see you? I feel like Andy Cohen right now.
Who was the least excited to see me? Actually, Jessel's so fucking nice to me. Uba was so nice to me. I met Bryn. She was very nice to me. No, they were very nice. But like, you know, it's like I do feel like the Housewives do look at like the other shows as like, okay, fuck you guys, kind of.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Not fuck you guys, but kind of like you're not on our level. And like, I don't try to be, you know, I'm like, yeah, no, for sure.
I mean, you could literally be on Roni tomorrow. Yeah.
Thank you, Hannah.
Anyway, who was taller in person than you thought?
The OC, the entire OC cast
is tall.
Is a lot taller than, they're tall.
You're like literal Amazonian women.
I think they're very tall. I also could have legit just made that up.
I'm starting to realize you're like, Hannah, I blacked out this whole time. I didn't meet one person. Who was shorter in person? These are things I care about.
Who's really tiny? Sai from Real Housewives of New York I'll put her in my pocket.
Uh-huh. Okay, besides you, who had the best fits? Or who had a fit that you were like, ooh, I like that?
No, I had a lot of outfits that I really liked. I just like literally can't remember. Because here's the other thing. Sometimes walking through the hallways of BravoCon is
scary.
No, it's my worst fucking nightmare. It's a like this. I got on a bus. We had to get on a bus with everyone to go to a Watch What Happens Live. Hannah, I stepped on the bus. No one laughed at my joke. I go, if we were on our way to high school, I would be getting bullied on this bus.
Like, no.
And everyone just looked at me and I was like, okay, sorry, niche. Very niche.
You're like, not one giggler. Okay.
Yeah, not one. Okay. But,
statistically, that's not even possible, but okay.
No, I've never been more thankful for Giggly Squad in my entire fucking life than when I do a full goddamn weekend.
Okay.
With a bunch of people on reality TV.
Who would you have a threesome with?
No one. I would legit go celibate. No. Craig and I feel like our relationship got so much stronger after BravoCon weekend because we would see each other from afar. And I'd be like, I felt like Brie Larson in the movie Room. I was like, please, can we go back to Room? Because I feel like I've been accosted.
Saw you guys together. They were like trying to tear you apart. Who would you smoke weed with?
By myself, yeah. No, I legit would.
I don't want to like give anything away because I like to surprise you, but I went shopping for your birthday present.
Oh my God. You also sent me the nicest message. You're the only person I responded to on my birthday.
Because we were like side gossiping and then I just randomly slipped it in. We were like talking shit and then I was like, by the way, happy birthday. Wait, can I read it to the gigglers?
Yeah, you can.
I thought it was actually.
Also, like, there's a video that a girl posted and you can hear me say it would be so much more fun if Hannah was.
Okay, I love a panel. I love a panel.
Love a panel.
But if I was there, I feel like either people would have laughed, but like we would have gotten in trouble. Like someone would have been like, Hannah, you have to answer the questions. You can't keep.
No, you know me. I was having my senile thing again. Like my immediate thoughts when anyone asked a question, I was like, wow, if I ever said that out loud, I'd have physically put my microphone like away from my mouth because I was like, that's insane. You can't say that. This isn't Giggly Squad.
Oh, you sent me a photo of your bangs and I was like, oh my God, you look like an Italian movie star. And I was like, I think you have to cut it. And you were like, no, like I might have to. And then I just go, happy birthday to my wife. Love of my life. Coolest, funniest, not the smartest, prettiest, most stylish person I know. I go, we've been through so much shit together and I'm so proud of the women we've become. Wait. I put women in capital letters.
Wait, I saw a TikTok video of a girl making a makeup video. And I click the comments and I just see your name and it says a woman in STEM.
A woman in STEM.
She's like explaining ingredients and I go to like see if anyone wrote a certain brand and I just see your name and it says, wow, a woman in STEM. And I lost my fucking mind.
Okay, like, I love my little TikTok comments. Yeah, so I said, I love the woman we become. Like we... and I wouldn't be who I am without you. That's a lie. No, I'm just kidding. And I brag about you nonstop and people are so jealous. You're my best friend. And I'm like, ew, that's so embarrassing for you. And yeah, I love you. Instagram posts to come. That's the thing that people don't talk about. I felt like me send you that text. I was like, I also want to let her know I'm going to do the Instagram post. I just haven't done the admin yet. It's like so much admin when it's your best friend's birthday. Like,
people don't talk about how like there have been times where I've just posted on Instagram for someone's birthday and I've never texted them. And it's like, I have a job. Pick one.
Well, Des was like, are you going to do the like, happy birthday to my best friend page and then pick like 8 photos? And I was like, maybe I will.
I thought your Instagram was good.
I feel like that was an iconic video of us that people don't talk about enough when we cheated during the Bachelorette. Anyway, I made your birthday about me, so you're welcome.
Fine because Craig's birthday card to me was all about him.
What did he say?
He actually had to get me 2 cards because he was like, I picked this one up and I just thought it was so funny because it was about me. It was wishing me a happy birthday, but thanking me for how much I impact his life. And it listed things that I help him do. And I was like, this is
you go next time. Just send me a fucking Venmo. Okay. Just send me a bill. Okay, the most final, most important question. Because I didn't know that your mom came with you.
Thank God.
Who
Thank God.
Did your mom love the most?
The handlers that worked with us all day. I don't think she met... Did I introduce her to anyone, really?
But you know she was on the side just observing.
Oh, you know who she loved? You know who my parents loved? They loved all the Jersey. Like, they loved meeting Joe Gorga.
Yeah.
I introduced my mom to Sonia.
You met Jake from State Farm.
Hannah, I think I told everyone the story. I was like, this is funny because we have a Giggly Squad. No one was, like, getting it. But I was like, this is, like, a full Giggly Squad joke and no one's capitalizing on it.
I love you get the brand team together. You're like, where's your CEO? Okay.
No.
We have a real opportunity here that we're missing. During COVID, Hannah talked to this guy, Jake.
Yeah.
And everyone called him Jake from State Farm. And this is perfect. But you met the real Jake from State Farm. What was his vibe?
So nice. I literally loved him. He was so great. He's exactly what you would imagine Jake from State Farm being like.
What an interesting type of celebrity, you know?
No. He like people were coming up to him to take pictures. Like he's a full celeb.
But like he probably can't imagine like they catch him like
he can't wear red out of the home. Like he's immediately noticeable.
But also like what if he like partied one night? Is that like against like imagine Jake from State Farm goes on a bender.
Yeah. Does he have a code of ethics?
They must have a code of ethics.
Definitely. Because you remember when this is so niche. Do you remember years and years and years ago there was that commercial for Dell computers and it was the guy and he would be like, dude, we're getting a Dell.
Yeah.
He got in trouble and got arrested, I think, and some crazy scandal, and he got fired from obviously like being the spokesperson. So that's basically Jake from State Farm.
So Jake from State Farm, stay clean. Yeah. We're rooting for you. Don't be Jared from Subway. Great documentary. I highly recommend. Any final thoughts on BravoCon?
I saw Michael Rapaport. He wants to come on and do like a full BravoCon debrief.
I know he texted me a photo of you two and I thought you two knew each other already, but like he's the best. And I was like,
well, okay, so I saw him and I got nervous and I was like, I want to go up and like introduce myself because there's no way he knows who I am. And in my head I was like, okay, I'm gonna say hey.
Hi.
He's like, hey, I co-host a podcast with Hannah Berner. And that was going to be my line. And then when I was going to go up to him, he was talking to someone else. And I was like, okay, I can't go up to him now. And then I walked into a different room and he came running after me. And I was like, oh my God, this is like such, it just made me feel so much better.
No, you guys are like meant to be friends. We'll bring Rapaport on.
Yeah. And I met his wife. She was so nice.
We love. He's obsessed with Bravo. I want to take a quick break to talk about our favorite partners. First up, ZipRecruiter. We always talk about women in STEM. And that's why I love ZipRecruiter, because I want to give a shout out to all the people whose job it is to hire, whether you're hiring women in STEM, women in the arts, or maybe men, if that's for you. From small business owners growing their team to HR directors who hire like tons of people, you have a really tough job. I could never be an HR director for many reasons, but hiring people is really hard. Paige and I, you know, we have our Gen Z correspondence, and it's, you know, really hard to find the right person for your team.
ZipRecruiter also has smart technology that finds and sends you available great matches for your job. Once you review your list and the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply, and you basically have your next CEO.
Yeah, I mean, ZipRecruiter makes it so easy and fast to hire, and you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/giggly. So hiring heroes, let ZipRecruiter help you make your job easier. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
See for yourself and go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/giggly. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/giggly. GIGGLY. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Wait, Paige, you first put me on to AG1. Why do you love AG1?
Okay, I used to try and be, you know, I'm always trying to be like an aesthetic girly and like have like a matcha station or whatever, but I just could never stick to anything. But AG1, I, for whatever reason, just loved it right when I started. And I'm going to be honest, I feel way differently on days when I don't drink AG1. I think because it's so easy and it already has all the vitamins that I wanted to take anyway in it. So not only did it replace my multivitamins with AG1, but I love that every scoop also includes magnesium, which is really good for women, and B vitamins for energy support. You know me, I always love to be in bed, so I need to have the energy.
There's something about drinking something that's green that just makes me feel like I am that girl. And I actually ordered AG1 once and my friend Haley stole it from me because she was like, oh, I love this stuff, and left with it. So then I had to get more. AG1 provides the support my body needs, and that's why I love partnering with them. So if you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply, oh wow, of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Wow, go off AG1. Go to drinkag1.com/giggly, and that's drinkag1.com/giggly. Check it out now. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm looking at my list. I packed so much shit into last week.
Wait, let's first start with your hair.
My hair.
I'm going to tell you something that does not happen often. My dad made a special reach out to me, a special phone call to tell me, to tell you, you look phenomenal.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes. Make sure you tell Hannah she looks so good with this hair. And I was like, don't worry, Dad, I'm gonna let her know.
That's so funny, because my dad was like, did you use a filter? No, my dad said he liked my hair too. Wait, I'm obsessed with him.
No, it seriously does look so good. Mr.
DeSorbo,
you know, that TikTok, you freaking nailed it.
So Stephanie B. Color at IGK Salon, she's been doing this whole thing where I've been telling her I want to go red for a year now, and she won't do it. Like, she wants to make sure I'm not having like a moment.
Yeah.
And I think every time I go, she thinks I'm having like a mental breakdown. Mm-hmm. So finally I was like, I want to do it. But the color I told her was definitely like a little more amber, like a little lighter.
Yeah.
But she is like, we're doing it, and just did it. And I think she knew like what would look better for me. Mm-hmm. So I think for fall and winter, it is good. I hope the red holds on because red takes a while. But yeah, I got to this color. I just felt like it was a blah color.
Did she say like when you'll have to go back to like touch it up? Like how long will it last?
I think red. I can go back to I could glaze it like every couple weeks. I can go back and get a quick glaze that's like cheap and easy. I think that's an upkeep. But yeah, I realized I just wanted to, I don't know. I was so ready for something new. So I'm not trying to like get everyone to dye their hair, but if you're feeling it, this is a sign. And then I also feel like on your end, like you're wanting to do something too to your hair.
I want to do something so bad. I want to cut bangs. I really do. But I don't want the stigma of cutting bangs.
I don't like the stigma. Well, you did bangs for a while, which was like...
I did do curtain bangs for a little bit, but my hair is actually too flat to like do a curtain bang because it doesn't like hold that like bounce. But I also feel like I need to grow my hair out to have bangs or I would just like be walking around like Lord Farquaad.
A bowl cut. I could see you like, well, that's a problem. You'll see someone with like wispy, cute bangs, but their hair texture is like completely different than yours.
Yeah.
And you can't do it. But we'll see. I feel like we're going to do something. Speaking of hair.
Wait, can we also talk about you being on Drew Barrymore?
Oh, my God. So Drew Barrymore, that was crazy. I don't know what happened. I think she likes my man on Hand on the Street videos. And
I just feel like she is like the most amazing person on the planet.
No, she, well, whenever I meet a celebrity, I can't wait to see like what they're really like, you know. Yeah, I'm always like, yeah, let's fucking see the energy. So everyone who works there is so nice. Everyone's like, yeah, Drew's the best. It was so funny because they're like, she's always like, she's on the ground, she's on the ceiling, she's all over the place, she's burping, like she's just like free willy-nilly.
Yeah.
And some celebrities who like host shows, like the second it's a commercial break, they're like on their phone, don't talk to me, and then the camera goes on and they're like, hi.
Yeah.
So I get on this couch and she joins and she jumps on the couch, she's like in my lap, and she turns to me and she grabs my hands and she's like, I really love your street videos, they're so cool, I really want to like do something with you, like I just love how your brain works.
You do her so good.
She's like, I love how your brain works, and like, where are you from? And I'm like, it's about to air like in 2 seconds. Yeah. She's like, how did you start comedy? And then it like turns and she starts doing her thing, and I'm like, I don't know what happened, but, like, I love daytime TV. Like,
yeah.
I love that. There was, like, a live crowd, so you know I was trying to make everyone laugh.
No, there's something really... Here's what it is. There's something really wholesome about daytime TV and very nostalgic that makes you feel safe. Yeah. Makes you feel like you're homesick in, like, third grade and your mom's making you soup and you're just, like, watching daytime TV.
So then they bring me on to do this like news segment. I felt like I was doing like what's it called, Weekend Update on SNL.
Yeah.
And you know Ross Matthews?
Yes.
I feel like I know him from everywhere, but like I'm obsessed with him. And I told him, I was like, by the way, like I'm like weirdly obsessed with you. And he was like, I knew I liked you. And I was like, ah! So then we did this segment about bread and how you butter your bread, like, mm-hmm, can tell someone about your personality. So I'm like, I think if you like can't touch the edges of the bread when you're buttering, like you definitely just do missionary, like you definitely like put a towel down first. Ross starts losing his mind. He falls off his chair. He's like, that's me. We're dying laughing. Drew's like, ooh, I want to get messy. And like it becomes like so dirty. All of it got cut.
Hannah.
But I was like I'm murdering, and I was just like going, because I wasn't saying any cuss words. And then at the end they were like, oh, Drew wants to ask you some random questions for social media. And I was like, oh my god, okay. And the questions were going fine, and then she's like, what conspiracy theory do you believe about celebrities? And I was like, fuck, I wish Paige was here, like I don't know any conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
So I just like panic and I'm like, Tupac still being alive? And
then that's right a good after one. No, that's a good one.
And then the next question was, what is something that the last thing you lied about? And I was like, Tupac still being alive. And then she left, and then we took a photo with my mom, and then I was like, I left, and like, honestly, it was the greatest experience. Like, it was so fun. And she's like talking to the audience. She's just like, she just loves her job. I looked at her and I was like, you're having the best time, aren't you? And she's like, this is the most fun thing I've like ever
what
done.
What time of day does she film?
Okay, what was so amazing was that I had to get there at like 1 p.m. It was like 1 to 2:30. So I was like, this is incredible. It was a pre-taping.
No, what a fucking
incredible
dream gig.
Because I don't do morning.
I don't do morning.
I'll make up an emergency. I don't do morning.
And that's why, you know what? And that's why the Today Show and Good Morning America hasn't reached out to us. Because they're like, they can't do mornings.
They know that we'd be at like a hazard.
We need to be in the D block, you know?
Yes.
Not the A block.
And then what else did I do?
So you did Alex Cooper live show.
Alex hit me up and was like, can you be a surprise guest for my first live show in Boston? Now, let's be honest. Alex Cooper has very famous people on the pod. Hailey Bieber, yeah. Miley Cyrus, Ciara. Right. So I'm like, are you sure you want me to be the surprise guest? Like, you know when you just feel a little underwhelming?
Wait, okay. I actually didn't think of that at all. Like,
see, I did.
But I can see why you thought that. Like, I thought when she announced the tour and said there was going to be special guests on each one, I immediately knew she was going to pick you because that's what you do. Like, you are the perfect person to pick for that. But I 100%.
You know, like, well, first of all, thank you for thinking that. But I was like a special guest. Like, she can call anyone. Right. So when she picked me for the first show, it was like so cool and so full circle. But I definitely was like nervous. I'm like, okay, all these girls are expecting, you know, like the president to come out. So like, I have to do something. So I go out and I do the worm, mm-hmm. which I think I've done it on Summer House before, but my enemies, the editors, cut it out.
No, I've seen it multiple times.
Okay, so you know, that's mm-hmm. what I used to do back in the day. And there were all these like strippers who were dancing and I was like, guys, I'm about to do something crazy. So like, watch the artist at work. I had adrenaline like when a mom has to like pick up a car to like save her baby. Like, I don't know what came over me. I did the greatest worm I've ever done.
I saw the angle. The girl that posted like you doing hip hop yoga, the angle.
I was 4 feet in the air.
I was literally like, how did she get her ass up that high?
No idea. Women in STEM. So yep. then she jumps on me and I'm wearing full heels, catch her, do some spin move. I'm also like losing the microphone. So I'm holding the microphone on the other side. The sound guy after was like, could you warn me next time you're going to jump and do the worm just so we could like fix your microphone? He goes, but you fixed it yourself. I'm like, look, I did reality TV. I've done it in bikinis. Okay. I can keep the mic on.
Right.
As long as there's not a pool around.
Hannah,
so,
you are a D1 athlete.
So I feel like I like was insecure about being the guest. So I was like, I have to overperform. And then I was like, that was unnecessary. Like, no one needed me to do that. But it was the fact that people got it on camera was so fucking funny. And then I also finally, mm-hmm. I met Julia Fox, which was cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. How was she?
She was good. I think that she was like, when I first met her, she was a little flustered because her outfit like ripped.
No.
And she was like looking at me and she's like, it ripped, I don't know what to do, is there tape? And like the whole night is about her having this look. So I was like, okay, well, can you answer questions about, you know, like your labia, like can we just focus mm-hmm. right now?
Right.
And literally by the end she was like so funny, so cool. We were both 32, so we were bonding. I asked her if I should dye my hair red. She told me to do it. Is that crazy?
No, it's so crazy that you're 32 and I'm 31 and Julia Fox is 32. Because when I look at Julia Fox, I look at her and I look at her as a woman. That's a woman.
She's lived life.
When I look at myself, I don't feel like I'm the same level of woman that Julia Fox is.
I wouldn't say same level of woman. I just say you're a baby.
Yeah.
You're just a whole different form of human. You're a baby.
I'm a baby. No, it's just like I feel like everyone thinks that, like, I feel like I've thought that my whole life. Like, you look at older girls when you're in like high school and you're like, oh my God, yeah, they're like a woman. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, she's a full woman. Well, she also has a child.
Right.
She was talking, like, I asked her a question about waking up in the morning, and she's like, I bring my kid to school. And I was like, I do, you know, open my can of wet food for my daughter. So I get it.
I got asked a question this weekend by, like, I don't even know. I think it was, like, E! News or something. And they were like, what would you do if you got pregnant right now or something? And I was so
you were
taken aback. I was like, wait, what?
You go, I don't even have my period.
I got so nervous.
You go, first of all, I'm a virgin.
Because my first instinct was like, that's teen pregnancy. That's illegal.
You're like, I don't know, do you have plan B on you right now, like a fucking Tic Tac?
Ask someone what to do next.
Is it crazy though that like you always want to work for E! News and now you're getting interviewed by E! News?
Yeah, that is crazy.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15.
Speaking of labia, I just have to tell the gigglers this. I've been like holding on. I have to tell the gigglers what happened to me.
Okay.
So Dez has been in Ireland with his other family for over 2 weeks now. And
no,
he's
literally been there for so long, I feel like.
I like got him a birthday present because he's a Scorpio too. And I was like,
oh, right.
Oh yeah, I forgot. And I was like, is he just living with his other family? And I'm just buying him gifts in America. And he's like, yeah, I'm coming back.
Wait, do you think there's ever, like, obviously there's people where like the husband's like, okay, I'm going on a work trip, and he just never comes back.
I imagine he never comes back, but he keeps calling. Like, he's like, hey.
Like how long has that happened to someone where like the ruse kept going? It's like, yeah, I'm just like extended.
Oh,
like,
I missed the train again today.
Yeah, like how long has someone like believed that they're coming back and they're just not?
But we're like, we're so independent, but there is a breaking point with the long distance, as you know, yeah, where like it's cute until it's not. And then yeah, you're like, can you just fucking come back? So he's coming back, I think Wednesday, because he had to change it. So he's coming back Wednesday. So I had to shave my whole body, obviously.
Yeah. obviously.
Because I still care. Like, I'm still trying.
Wait, Wednesday and you already did it?
Well, I thought he was going to come tomorrow.
Okay.
So I have to do it again. Yes. It's grown back. I love how you're like, 2 days?
2 days?
Because I'd almost rather it be long hair than like the like just prickly hair all over my body. So I basically was like, okay, we have to dig into the pussy. Like, we have to go in the folds. We have to, like, let's impress him, you know? Now, you know, there's the outer labia and then there's like inside the outer labia. I have hairs like coming. They're like, there's hairs there. I don't know.
Okay.
They're there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I'm literally.
No, you're human.
Pulling open my labia.
Yep.
And shaving, which is weird because you're shaving the pink.
Right. Yeah.
And it seems like iffy. There should be skin there. Like, okay. So I'm shaving it.
It's dicey. Say that. One slip up and you're a goner.
And this is the thing. I'm not careful when I shave and I'm not peaceful. I fight for my life when I shave. I'm doing it fast. I like slip up. When I tell you,
blood
basically
everywhere.
There was like three lines, you know, the razor.
Yes, it
like
I know. Went
three lines in my labia, bleeding. Like I tattooed myself.
And I know exactly what you're talking about because when you nick it, it immediately goes like white, and then all of a sudden it's just blood, and you're like, "There's just no way this much blood is coming from this. It's just no way.
No way." So then I'm like. Bleeding from my vagina.
Yeah.
And I can't, you know, when you get a nick and you're like, oh, not again. I can't just put like paper inside my pussy.
Right.
So I'm just like bleeding from my pussy. And like, I have to get laser, but like, I don't like when they have to open up my pussy to laser.
It's just not.
And I feel like the last girl, she didn't like it either. Like, she was she just left it. So, like, the inside is growth.
No, it's not comfortable. It's not. I need to go get my legs lasered. It's also just like, oh, how much can we do? We're holding the economy on our fucking backs.
It's no, so I have two stressful. Podcasts. I have two podcasts. When am I going to have time to laser my inner labia? And like, it's not that Des cares. But sometimes, you know, you don't want it to feel, you want it to feel clean.
No, I know. I got it. I completely got it.
I almost gave myself a labiaplasty. Also, I heard that labiaplasties are like $8,000 or something. I'll do it for free.
That's that's insane. Insane.
I feel like, you know, girls would like pierce their own ears. I'll do a labiaplasty alone.
My cousin used to pierce her own ears and would nail it every time. I don't know how she would do it. She'd have no fear. And I would always be like, oh, did you like numb it? And she'd be like, no.
Where
she's also
now?
She's also a Scorpio. Fucking sick. Right? She'd be like, nah, just fucking poked it in there. I was like, oh my God. She's like, what about it?
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, my mom's calling. I have to go home now.
I also think I got reinforced this weekend that I don't want a boob job. Mm-mm.
Oh,
I do not want a boob job.
You do not want a boob job.
No, I think I was jumping the gun on it.
Yeah, you were having a moment. What about the teeth? Because I feel like there's a lot of veneers at BravoCon.
I actually I didn't see that many. I do still want my Barbie Botox though. Oh, here's the other thing. I like wrote out all the TikToks I wanted to do. I didn't do any of them.
I know. I haven't done Well, okay. Thursday is our New York City show. And
I can't wait.
I'm so excited because we're going to do TikToks. We're going to get the content. It's our biggest show ever in New York City. And some of the girlies asked me like, hey, I went to your last show in New York City. Is it different? Yes, it's going to be a different show. We will have some like similar segments bringing guys on stage, but if you ever go to a Giggly show in the same location again, we will never come back with the same show.
Yeah.
And that's admin.
And that's growth.
And that's growth being women. And learning and realizing things.
Yeah.
But so I'm going to give you your birthday present on Thursday. I'm very nervous about it because I got a little cocky.
Don't be nervous about it.
I went to a store.
Yeah.
Physically went to a store, which was scary.
That's crazy.
And I'm like walking around awkward. And these two girls are like, oh my God, hi, Hannah. You know, we're Gigglers. And I was like, you're the perfect people I need to talk to right now. I'm like, I'm trying to pick a present for Paige. And they were like, okay. And they started kind of, I was like, I know she likes this, but I could fuck it up. Like, I don't know why I was challenging myself like this, but they were like literally.
The fact that
they were helping me.
Gigglers helped pick out my birthday gift makes it that much more special.
And I could blame them if you don't like it.
For sure, because I probably won't meet them.
Then I think I was kind of nervous the whole situation. And then they were like, oh my God, we loved Paige's outfits at BravoCon. And I said, thank you. And they called me out. They were like, you said thank you. And I was like, well, when you compliment, I mean, do you ever just, I was like, thank you.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, thanks. Thank you so much. No, I do that. I was like,
we accept.
There's
the
so
compliment.
Many people this weekend that were like, Hannah's so funny. Did you see like Hannah at Alex Cooper? And I was like, thank you so much. Yes.
I know. When we're not together, it's like we're constantly reminded and it gets a little like, yeah, I miss her, FOMO.
No, I felt like my arm was missing at some point. I was just like,
no, you on a stage with a microphone without me, I was like, who wants to fucking come for my life right now?
Hannah, because there were so many niche jokes that could have been said. And there's nothing.
The missed opportunities.
No, there's nothing that pisses me off more than missed opportunities of jokes.
I do have to say, when I did reality TV, mm-hmm. a lot of my jokes would fall flat because they're not looking for that. Where like I would be like, this is the perfect moment, and I'd say it and no one would laugh. And that's where I think ultimately people were like, you have to leave.
I felt. I disassociated.
And then they're like, either cry or make a joke, but there's nothing else is working. Also.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Our ties back. Because I saw you wear a tie and I really liked it. And I like Avril Lavigne, but like classy. Or not that she's not classy, but you know what I'm talking about.
For BravoCon, what I did was I didn't go to Paris Fashion Week and I didn't go obviously to any of the other countries' fashion weeks. But you can like stream them. You can like watch pretty much all of them on YouTube. So I watched them and then I saw like the certain like little trends that I was like, oh, that's really cool. For like a BravoCon weekend, you're not wearing, like, I don't want to go to BravoCon and wear what I would wear on a Friday night out with my girlfriends. Like, that's not like fun for me. Like, yeah, it's like nice, but like this is my Halloween. Like, yes. I like to like amp it up a little because it's like not a normal thing. Like, what's normal about being in a convention center in mm-hmm. Las Vegas with mm-hmm. 160 drunk women? Like, mm-hmm. it's just not normal. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the trends that I saw that I was like, this is cool. And it's not like something you would do every day or like whatever, but I just thought it was like cute. And that was like a Valentino.
Also, what people were complaining about though with the fashion for BravoCon was like, there was no consistency where like some people are in a trench coat, someone else is wearing like a club dress, someone else is looking like they're about to give a TED talk. So it was like all over the place. But that is so Bravo. Like, it's supposed to be kind of a shit show.
Yeah, there's no dress code unless it's like a Watch What Happens Live. Other than that, there's no. So people legit wear whatever they want. But I will say my kids looked phenomenal. I was so proud of them. Their outfits looked so good.
Craig and Austin?
Yeah.
What was your favorite outfit of theirs?
Craig's Saturday outfit. He looked so freaking good. He had like this ivory suit on and then like a nudish, like just like thin sweater. Mm-hmm. And then Austin wore this like black and white blazer with like a black t-shirt and he looked great.
And that's you giving back to men, because men have been having some trouble lately. So you did some charity work, and you're better than me. You're a better person than me.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of outfits that I had to get ready. I felt like I was packing my kids for vacation. I was like, and then we'll bring this?
No, you're like, you packed one shoe. You only packed one. How many shoes do we need? Two. Okay, where's your toothbrush? Where's your toothbrush?
That literally was me with Craig. I was like, and how about some extra shirts? You never know. You might sweat. Something might happen. It's good to have extra. Better safe than sorry.
Oh, my God. Also, you wrote Taylor Swift green nails.
Okay, I don't know if Taylor Swift is trolling us, but first of all, her style, I feel like, has completely changed recently. And she was just spotted out paparazzi pictures wearing a knee-high boot, pleated skirt, very preppy, green nails.
Imagine if Taylor Swift's a giggler.
I think it would be on brand, and I would, like, get it.
In our delusional minds, everyone's a giggler. I mean,
everyone that's, yeah, I agree.
I do think you are Taylor's stylist. Why don't we, okay, Taylor, if you're listening, we Let's have to put something for her Let's to do.
Okay, I actually have an outfit in my head. I want her in like a knee-high boot, like a black knee-high boot, kind of like a 60s, like 70-ish vibe, because she has the long hair, she has the bangs, she likes like a vintage vibe. I want her to stay like true to her style, but I want her to be in like a jumper, like some type of jumper with like a white button-up underneath
it. What is
it.
A jumper? Are you British? What the fuck is a jumper?
No, British
You
people-
lost me.
British people call a jumper is like a sweater, but in like America, a jumper is like a dress,
okay,
but kind of like a, oh my God. Sometimes like, when I explain certain things, I feel like a preschool teacher.
Like a high collar?
No, not a high collar. I want her to put a white button up on. Then I want her to put a dress on that's like thick straps and like scoops and just goes straight. But I want it to be mini. And it's not like tight or anything. It just goes like, it's like a shift dress. Yes. But it's like, it's a jumper.
I want to see her with bows.
Okay. Okay.
Bows are in, but like a bow.
Okay, if we see her in a knee-high boot, some type of jumperish dress, and a bow, she's a giggler. And we won't say anything about it. We'll just know. No, we'll
we're not gonna call you out. But like,
also, Olivia Culpo's bachelorette party looked so fun and stunning, and it was giving me Salami Squad vibes. And I was having like FOMO that I wasn't at this bachelorette party.
Well, because we're friends with them, because we're
big Culpo people.
We're big Culpo people because we came for Braxton, because we stand for women in the arts. And it was really fun. They definitely had a higher budget than we did.
Yeah. Maybe like a smidge, but she had themes.
At one point they had like explosions.
Fireworks. I guess her fiance, Christian.
Yeah.
Like did that for her. That's so nice. Someone commented and was like, the definition of like, if he wants to, he will.
But again, that's the kind of thing where if they do something too crazy during the bachelorette, I'm like, you're cheating on me.
Right. I'm like, where are you right now?
What have you been doing in the 3 days that I've been gone blackout that you felt like you need to do that?
Mm-hmm.
No, it looked really beautiful. And I also I love sisters again.
I know. I love sisters.
But I feel like sisters are either the best or the fucking worst. Like they're either... But, like, it depends on the hour.
I know. I actually, so funny, was talking to my mom about this because I always feel bad when there's, like, sisters that, like, don't fuck with each other. And I always wonder, like, my mom's always like, what if you had a sister and, like, you didn't get along with her? But I just, like, that's so not me.
Yeah.
I feel like if I had a younger sister, I would make her come to every single thing with me and I'd probably have less anxiety.
Oh.
I didn't mean that to sound sad.
That's why you'll have a daughter and you'll do it with your daughter. I don't know where I talked about it, but I was doing crowd work at a show and I just like looked at one of the girls in the front and I like asked her a question and she started crying. And I immediately I'm out here like when I do crowd work, I want everyone to be in on the joke. Like, we're all having fun together. A lot of my crowd work is me just being nosy. Like, I'm like, how did you guys get together? Like, I just want the gossip.
What's the story here?
So she, like, starts crying. And I was like, you never know what people are going through. Right. And her friends are laughing. And they were like, no, they're just so excited that she's so excited that you spoke to her. And I was like, I'm so jealous that you are so in touch with your emotions that you could cry. Like, people who could happy cry so quickly, I'm like, what a fucking beautiful thing. For me to cry, I have to like hold stuff in for like 6 months and then stub my toe. And then maybe it'll all like hit me in that moment.
I think that's why I cry on my birthday, because I've been holding this cry in, honey. Holding this
If I ever do cry, it's never normal. Everyone's like, that's a 10 and that deserved like a 3.
I cried full makeup.
And then you looked in the mirror. You looked in the mirror when you cried.
And then I looked in the mirror and Craig was just like, this is the craziest girl shit you've ever done. I just have to cry.
So anyway, I'll say I'm not saying Vera Wang is lying. I think she probably is like she has a photo with like 9 donuts in front of her. Like, she enjoys sweet treats from Dunkin' Donuts. She's not eating 9 donuts. I do think it's healthy to, like, when you want a donut, eat a donut. When you want to get McDonald's, get McDonald's. But
I'm just not here for it. I'm just like so not here for it.
Wait, that's so funny. I'm on page 6 reading this and it goes, Ariana Maddox, Paige DeSorbo, skip pants at BravoCon. Oh my God. Was Jenna Lyons there?
No.
Oh, wow. She was like, I'm busy.
She was like, I can't go to Vegas.
I don't know if I could imagine her being there, but I would have wanted to see her fits.
I know. I would have loved to see what she did for Vegas. Actually, I was surprised that no one, I thought people were going to dress very Vegas-y, like very like sequin mini dresses and like, I don't know, like more, I don't know. But they didn't. I mean, people were obviously like whatever they wanted. But I just thought I would have liked to have seen what she, if she went with like a Vegas-y theme, like in her style.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
very interesting.
Like some people dress really like normal, like, and then other people dress like really crazily.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So to wrap this up, I did watch a documentary.
Okay.
Called Sly, about our girlie's dad. What about girlie? Sophia and Sistine's dad.
Was it so good? You like low-key are obsessed with Sylvester Stallone.
No, I'm creepy obsessed with him. And I ran into the girls the other day. Like, I run to him all the time. And I'm like, I don't know how to explain how, like, my dad would kiss your dad on the lips if he met him. Like, my dad loves your dad so much. Like, we were raised in a Rocky household.
Yeah.
This Rocky documentary is so fascinating. I say Rocky, but it's about him. And he had a fucking childhood, this man.
Really? What's it on? What did you watch it on?
Netflix. It's called Sly. Okay. I highly recommend it. And
wait,
he's,
you know what? Also, people don't talk about how hard it is to, like, the moment you become famous, like a famous actor like him, and stay famous for so many decades after.
Do you know he was like one of the voices in Ants? That movie slapped.
Wait, I fucking loved that movie.
Honestly, the ants were kind of fucking hot. I was like, the cheekbones on this ant. No, but Sylvester Stallone, yeah, he's larger than life. But also, they talk about how, like, when you have a movie like Rocky, how do you do other things when you're so famous for being Rocky? But anyway, his childhood was fucked up. His mom left. His dad was physically and verbally and emotionally abusive, and he basically, like, his dad was like weirdly jealous of him, which it was a strange thing. But basically he moves to New York and is like, I want to be an actor, and he keeps getting these roles as like thugs, and he doesn't get any serious work, so he's like, I have to write my own stuff. So he literally wrote Rocky.
Wait, I didn't know that.
As two people who can't read or write, this is he basically was like, oh, if you're not going to, people aren't going to, like, he believed in himself so much more than the people around him to be like, I do have a place for me in the acting space. Writes it. It airs first just at this little theater, and like apparently a bunch of people like walked out, and he's like, this is going to be like, this is horrible. And then it finally launches like widespread and it becomes the biggest hit. And overnight, because back then, if you're in a movie, overnight your life could change. So the next, he like could never be in public again because he got so famous after that. But and it really just shows his life of like the ups and downs and like so
is it
handsome.
Like how many parts is that? Is it like one big documentary?
It's
or is
one
it like
1 hour and a half documentary. I highly recommend it. It's so good. And he talks about how much he loves his daughters, which is really cute. And he definitely like was really like it's only him talking and he's so eloquent and like thoughtful yeah. and interesting when he talks. Like everything he says, I'm like, I want to write that down. And then I finished the Get Gaudy stuff. Oh my God. My favorite quote from Get
Gaudy.
Sorry,
I'm just thinking of you like taking notes. Like
the mafia guy. Yeah, I take literally it's research for Giggly Squad whenever I watch Netflix. For Get Gaudy, the guy, they talk about how they wanted to give one of the guys drugs to sell. And the gangster was like, I don't want your blood money. And the guy's like, blood money? You're a fucking murderer and you don't want to take my blood money? And I was just like, I wrote that down.
That was one of the really, you are Brene Brown. You are the Italian gangster Brene Brown. And we're thankful.
Oh my God. So anyway, I'm going to give you your gifts on Thursday. We'll see okay. how that goes over.
We'll see all the gigglers on Thursday. I can't wait to be back with like my people.
Oh my God, back at peace. I also want to announce I have a show in Charleston coming up. And I'm also going to be in Troy, New York, which is near where you're from. I think your mom's coming. She texted me.
No, we're all coming. I said in the family group chat, Hannah has a show in Troy, New York. I'll figure out the date. We all have to go.
We're all going. And we love you guys so much. Thank you for giggling with us. You guys are seriously the fucking best. We don't deserve the gigglers. And talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye.